is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set,
It is 6:30 on the 2nd of August, 2022. Well, my brothers and sisters all over the world, I trust that you enjoyed Emancipation Day and know the significance of it. Because if you look at quarter of the people in the Bahamas know anything about Emancipation Day, you would be very well. The first person who was watching the show, listening to the show, was Jillia. I'm forgetting her name now. Jill. Been my client forever and ever. And then the second person that turned up was none other than Charlene Thompson. And we have about 380-something people who are watching and listening. Don't say that because that's the only people that you saw or heard. Those are the only people. I said it's about 350-something or 380-something people. Well, the thing is now that it is August and people are enjoying their vacations. And the World Championships is finished, ladies and gentlemen. The World Under 20 Championships started in Cali, Colombia, yesterday. And the Bahamas had 10 athletes. The Bahamas had two boys in the 100 meters. They did not advance. And then high hurdler Anton Anton Andrews, he finished second in the hurdles. And guess what? Only two people beat him, but he set a new Bahamian national record for the under 20. He was second in the first round and advances to the semifinal. I guess that happens this evening. And hopefully he will advance to the final. Two men participated in the 100 meters. None advanced to the semifinals. We look forward to tomorrow's competition and on the other side of the world in Manchester, England. I was unable to watch it, but I understand that people who are home are able to watch it. People who on the television and like where we are now at Guardian Radio, I should be able to watch it. But I am doing the show, so I can't watch it. Thank each and every one of you for ZNS, because ZNS makes a difference wherever things are in the world. Ain't that powerful, as I call it. Yes. Well, we will get some additional events, results tomorrow. I thank each and every one of you for tuning into Track World with Alpheus Finlayson on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For those who watch and listen to various platforms, we appreciate you. Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, and Vaughn L. Culmer, insurance agents and brokers. I have been a financial services representative at Kalina for 42 years, and it will be 43 years on the 10th of the 10th soon. That it is the day that the University of Bahamas came along. So that may have been in September, as I can remember. My business partner is my daughter, Alexis Hannah. And we have a love affair with our clientele. We are the A-team at Kalina. For every one of you, we have that love affair. We now go to our break, and upon our return, we have another great show for you. And we'll be back.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junk canoe, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy From Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies From Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or Toral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Lyndon Penlyn Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And gentlemen, we're back. One thing that I miss saying, it is very serious, is that you see track and field and things, when you talk about the pole vault, when you talk about the high jump, when you see people fall start, it's a different thing around because of the advance in technology. This make the difference. You do know, you may not have followed it, but people fall start. And they would argue and argue and argue. But the thing is right here, right here, the laces, and laces make a difference in the world. I watch things on CBS in the night, and there are some things that come on those shows. It looks like you can never do it, but the people can do it. Simple things. So I have a young man in the studio at Guardian Radio, and a much younger lady in the studio.
I love you all.
And the names are Paul and Tanya Anna. Mm.
Hey.
And they're some of my favorite people.
Mm.
And they're going to sing
a couple of
things for me.
Oh, wow. Aww. Good evening.
Yes, sir.
I'm Paul Hanna.
Hi. I'm Tanya Hanna. Hey.
So listen, man, you know we have a concert coming up, right?
I don't know that.
You don't know about that?
And I don't know. No. Look here. My number is 432-9961.
Okay.
Okay. even Fish could call me.
All right.
My good friend.
Well, guess what?
Uh-huh.
We've got a gratitude concert coming up August 14th at the Dundas. Well, the Philip Burroughs
Black Box. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Okay.
I know Philip.
Yeah.
All right. Very well.
All right, Alvius.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So let me hear you.
What are you going to do? Want to sing a song?
Alvius,
well, that's what you're here for.
He wants the music. This one goes out to Alvius, his favorite song.
One of the favorite songs.
One of them.
But especially one of the favorite songs by y'all.
Oh, okay. He likes us to do this song. Mm. That's true. He always requests this. Yeah. Also, Brenda. Brenda likes this too.
Yes.
But the morning sun
slowly rises and kisses you awake. Your smile is soft and drowsy as you let it play before your face.
I might be like the morning sun to you.
I might be like the morning sun to you.
Like a lover, the river wind. Sighs and ripples.
Its fingers through your hair.
Upon your cheeks, it lingers, never having known
a sweet place. Oh, my dream.
I might be like the river wind to you.
I might be like the river wind.
How I envy a cup that knows your lips.
Let it be me, my love.
And a table that feels your fingertips.
Let it be me, let me be your love.
Bring an end to these
endless days and nights.
Without you.
Oh, my
like
love.
Like a lover, love it moves. Your pillow and watch me. Its light arise on tiptoe, taking you
with embrace. Oh, our dream.
I might be like the velvet moon to you.
I might be like the velvet moon to you. Velvet moon.
One minute, please. As I can remember, let me tell you the people who are watching. One is Lucretia Napa, who's in the Washington area. And guess what she said? Well, Hawk, Obama's birthday is the 4th of August.
Wow.
If I said it was Tiger's birthday, I should know. That's my first cousin. Then we have Eric Poitier. He is always can tell us something about track and field. And then Philippa Arnett is watching also. Hi, Philippa. Philippa is my, my co-host. But due to situations, she could tell us everything that is happening. but go ahead and tell us, do a number of other things, and then I told you we'd be looking at about 20 minutes.
Song?
More than one song. You didn't just come to sing that and say we having the thing and we going home.
Oh my gracious! He wants a concert.
No, it ain't no concert. Three songs is not a concert.
Oh, that's true.
Funny, this feeling inside, I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show, I know it's not much, it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, yeah, and this one's for you. You can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple now that it's done. I hope you don't mind, hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is. You're in the world. This is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, hope you don't mind, hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is. While you're in the world. How wonderful life is. While you're in the world. Wonderful.
That's number two.
Ooh, oh,
that's
oh my gracious. So, he's counting.
What is the event? No, what is? I don't fool around, you know.
Okay.
What is the event that is going to happen at this?
Okay, so here we go. We've got this gratitude concert coming up for the musical Abbey's Magic Bag, which is going to be one of the featured musicals for the 50th anniversary next year.
Okay.
Yay! All right. So here is...
Go ahead.
Abby's Magic Bag is going to be at the Black Box, which is the Philip Burroughs Theater at the Dundas Performing Arts. And that's going to be at 5 o'clock. So showtime is 5 o'clock, 5 to 7, and we have cocktails at 4 p.m. So make sure you're there early. And that's a Sunday, August 14th. Okay.
It's a Sunday?
Yes, it's a Sunday.
What time is it?
4 p.m. We start at 4 p.m.
Well, that's okay because our, well, he no baby now. He done 7 months. So we're going to spend some time with him.
Right.
But it'll be good. You talked about gratitude.
Yes.
Do you know anything about gratitude that happened last week, Friday, with Philip?
Philip?
No. The same Philip you're talking about.
Really? Yeah. Oh, well, you have to tell me because I don't know. Yes, please tell me.
Okay, you know, what's the name of the person who played the piano? Not the piano. George Maxey's, George, God bless
God
son.
Moxie.
Yeah.
So guess what?
What?
They had a cultural event right down opposite, you know where Bahamas Harvest is?
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
They had it there. They had a million people there.
Mm-hmm.
And all kind of people were on it. And Philip was one of the people who got on it. And you know what he said?
What?
You know what he says?
Yes.
Because of the dumbness and the... He has to make it a point to find some money to upgrade that.
That's the key. That's a,
right. One other thing about Philip.
Yeah.
He has a brother who's a guitar player.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I saw him downtown New York.
Yes.
So I asked Philip, I say, Philip, where is your brother, the guitarist?
Right.
He says he has moved to Mexico. Bahamians are all over the place. Bahamians are all over the place.
Right.
All over the place. So I think that would be so good. I will make it a point to spend time. Well, the church thing is 10 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock.
Right.
And we'll find our way. And hopefully my daughter comes at the same time.
Good. That sounds
and she
like
will
a plan.
And she will drive me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, what is all of those you've done, those two?
Yeah.
What's your final choice?
Well, I think my final choice has to be the song that he likes.
Yeah, you better do his song, Celeste. He got his Ubby's magic bag right there.
Yes.
Should I do something else? I mean, I don't know.
Do that one.
Do that one?
Yeah.
And obviously, y'all have connected.
You'll do it at the Dundas also.
Oh, my gracious.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. Oh, wow.
Oh, I love
but
it.
You have, you know, you have to listen to the song.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Let's listen.
Will you be
ever done traveling, always unraveling you. You running away. And us for fishing in streams. For pieces of dreams.
Pieces of dreams.
Those pieces will never fit. Is the sense of it, little boy blue? Don't let your little sheep roam. It's time, come blow your horn in the morn. Look and see, can you be far?
Brother, come home.
Woo,
I'd like to tell you this. Thank you ever so much. I told you I had a most challenging day today.
Yes.
And whenever I come in here, I'm a different man. I am a different man.
Wow, great.
And wherever you go to the Dundas, I will be there.
Oh, wow.
Thank you ever so much.
Looking forward to seeing you.
You're going to be there with us.
Yes. So we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to be talking to people about the track and field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you want to wait, you could listen, but that's okay with me.
And, yeah, I know, right?
No, what I'm saying is that you could learn a little bit more about track and field.
That's
and
right.
That is the, you know, track and field is the top sport in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And they have all kind of records. I mean, the other people, it's a joke. Track and field doesn't start until, I mean, the Olympics don't start until track and field starts. Everybody knows that.
That's right. And they're waiting on it. I mean, I met
Sinead. This fella, Edric, he says, I want to hear you hit that last note.
Boy, that was so good, eh?
I can't hit that last note. I enjoy singing. But this man and this lady, they know about singing. You know.
Oh,
yes.
Well, that was good. You got your notes.
I haven't done that in a while.
Really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. You know.
Yeah, I recorded that.
You know, when I used to go, when we went over the Paradise.
Trade Winds Lounge?
Yes. Not the Trade Winds Lounge.
Where?
No.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about. Where were you over? We used to have to take the boat to go over.
Oh, the
you forget
no
it.
Retreat, man.
You forget it.
We had a concert there.
Many concerts.
3 weeks ago, you know.
I
we should have told you about
Let's say this. Whenever I went there and I start singing it, people, they do the like I'm crazy. But when they understand the words,
right.
It makes a difference.
Exactly.
Yeah, it makes a difference. Yes.
Oh, man.
It is.
So we also have something coming up for you all, but you all know that. That's for another discussion.
What?
Okay, it ain't going to be that public now, but
what we have?
Soon enough.
Why?
November.
What's November?
Okay. Yes, November.
Uh-oh. What happened?
What have y'all done with us before? One time.
Yeah, the concert. We haven't had again. Well, that's good. Ooh,
With my nephew.
Yes.
Doug Wimbush.
We're scheduled on that?
Yes.
Well,
you want to tell me about that?
We talked about that before.
But you got to tell me so that I'll write it in the schedule.
Yes, please.
Well, I see him more than you sometimes.
I know, but you sometimes. Still have to tell me.
Yes.
Paul, you need to tell me so that I'll put it in the schedule.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what the name of the, you know, my daughter said that I should do an event for the church, St. George's.
Uh-huh.
And there was something I wanted to do a long time afterwards for my 70th birthday. And it went extremely well.
Mm.
And Diagla wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And this fella, Thompson, he plays my kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
Guitar? Yeah, guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what?
Maidland,
he lives right down the street from me.
Right. Yeah, Maidland.
So guess what? Okay. Guess what? He couldn't come because he was working at Old Fort Bay.
Okay.
we couldn't pay him enough. Yeah. And then Diagla went, what's Diagla's first name? Not his cousin.
Adrian.
Yes. Adrian went to New York.
Oh, okay.
And we couldn't afford to pay him. And we couldn't stop him with that. And so we'll hear a lot about it. I mean, along our circles.
Yes.
Until it's time to do the promotion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you again and again. And now you can be here and we could just continue the show.
Thank you, my friend.
Yes.
We're listening.
Yes.
Well, we gotta go home. Okay. I got my class to do.
Oh, go home. Yeah, go home. Go back.
How long is it?
I say,
how long is the show?
No, you remember the show is an hour.
Oh.
Could you take?
It's an hour. It's only 1 hour. Oh, we could save your show.
Ain't no show. The show is
3 hours.
No. Ain't nobody to have shows for
over an hour.
Over an hour.
Oh, okay.
Only the people. I mean, in the evening.
Okay.
But the people in the day, they take much longer time.
Right. They have like 3 hours, 3-4 hours.
So let me just start talking about this. Listen in.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I say all around the world, we are speaking about athletics. So, now we have a top level ready do, and we're talking about there's a break, and Philippa and my friend Edric, there is a situation where there's a break between Carifta and the under 20 championships that is now in Colombia. And a number of the athletes, when they come from Carifta, nothing is going to happen until the world under 20. And if it takes that long for them to relax themselves and everything else and start training later, then there is a problem. There are some people now one of the people around the world, and they indicate, what did they indicate? They indicated that he didn't train much. He just relaxed himself for a couple months, and about a month or whatever it is afterwards, he was ready to run and to set a record in the 100 meters, a record for the 100 meters. So people are different. But the point is that there has to be a continuous updating and everything else. Relax yourself at some times. But it is my opinion that some people have not been ready. And that's what I'm talking about. So, any thoughts, Philippa and Edric? I know you have your thoughts. Edric? First of all, let me have the people who are listening. There are all kinds of people, I told you. And I said that a couple of people were on the show, and I talked to them later. And they say, I hear everything you said. I said, I didn't realize that. So can I have you make your calls and let us hear about this? You remember this is a time of the world, Commonwealth Games, and competition is going around. So the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And the text line, powered by none other than BTC, is 422-4796. Commonwealth Games, she said, Philippa. So tell us, ladies and gentlemen, your thoughts of what is happening with the world under 20. And I have a great feeling that this fella is going to be in the field. I'm talking about getting a medal. Because I said that he had the second best time in a different heat now. And I think he will do well. Well, he was here several months ago, right after Carifta. And we came in here to talk several things about the group of people who are athletes. So I asked him what his event was. Well, he is the one who got a medal in Carifta. It's a bronze medal, I thought. You know, the Jamaicans got an unbelievable event, well, of hurdlers. And I asked him, Anton Andrews, that's what she's talking about. But what I am saying is that I said, do you know the person who has the national record for the 110? Not the, he said, yes, a bronze medal. Well, is that, a bronze medal? He got a bronze medal, Philippa? Because you're watching much more than me. But what I'm saying is that he said that he knew what his aim was to beat the high hurdles, okay? His record. And this fella is a sans. He went to St. Augustine's. But I do know he stopped running and is working at Royal Bank or one of those. I have to ask somebody who actually that is. Mm-hmm. Another national record. So I could jump up and jump up. Oh, man, when I get home, I can call everybody and let them know. I hope my good friend L.M. Boo was watching today. He always calls me, or he tells me if a meet is on, or if he's trying to find something, he knows that. She said that the final is not as yet. So that is sort of confusing, because it was saying that, yes, he had the bronze medal. He couldn't have won the bronze medal and then still have to run again unless he's running something else. What about the other people in Cali, Colombia, coming up? You know, it ain't finished. It has some time to go. What about the other events? There are 10 people, Bahamians, in Cali, Colombia. Anybody have family that participating or just want to hear and see, not just hear, you get it on ZNS, see what the Bahamian athletes do. Mm-hmm. I want you to get excited about this. Mm-hmm. You know, and people get it. It's amazing, the people who are watching, the people all around the world, No, he had a Charifta bronze medal. That's what she was saying. Mm. Yeah, okay. A Charifta bronze medal. Keyshawn will be an exciting to through. He won the Charifta at he won the javelin and the Charifta. But mm-hmm. guess what? Last year, he had the best time in the under 20. He participated in Kenya, in Nairobi. He didn't. He was in the finals. But this year, he was the best in the javelin in the world.
Okay.
A Bahamian.
All right.
A Bahamian. And guess what? He is already, Carrington Maycock is his coach. Carrington, say something to us, my brother. Say something else. Talk about your boy. And guess what? He is at, what's the name of the school? I'm forgetting the name of the school now. Not Zach. This is a school that Henry Rowe coached at. Mm. And it's just Auburn. Mm. He has a scholarship to go to Auburn University.
Oh, okay.
And that ain't no... that ain't no joke.
Yep.
Very talented. And...
Oh, well.
Oh, Maycock is in Cali.
I hear Philippa.
Yeah, yeah. I said Auburn, but she said Carrington Maycock is. You know, years ago, he had asked me about, you know, he is a QC man, and we from SAC. But mm-hmm. that's a talk for another discussion. And he would come in here, and he had people coming from the United States
mm-hmm.
when they have their coaching, the coaches. But I guess with the pandemic and everything else, it had to cut down. But I really feel that this fella could do something.
Mm-hmm.
Not just something.
Mm-hmm.
It is my feeling that he is going to win
mm-hmm.
a gold medal, another gold medal.
Hey.
Another gold medal.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, man, we need to get excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you see it on the television. And the people on the who are there
mm-hmm.
talking about Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
And we only can talk about Bahamians right here. But if you watch the television, you know that how good our people are doing. They call them by names, you know. The only one challenge when we were in Eugene, Oregon, when Devin Charlton,
mm-hmm.
she was in the finals of the hurdles, which was a world record. And she had beaten that world record person, Amusa or whatever it is. She is from Nigeria. And competes in the United States, but all kind of people compete in the United States, if you know. But I realized that in Tokyo, Devin Charlton beat this girl who did, last year in the finals, beat her. The only thing about Charlton is that they call Devin, they call her divine.
Mm-hmm.
So she may be the divine, but what I'm saying is that because they see the name divine,
mm-hmm.
they need, the people who are the announcers, need to tell people how do you pronounce that person's name?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It is very important because
sure.
they say divine and people looking around in the stadium, Eugene, Oregon, and they say, where is this divine? And the people who are in the stadium, a lot of them know what it's all about. You know what it's all about. So let's talk, anybody here talking about the Commonwealth Games. I understand that we have a long jumper who did 25 foot something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember I know him very well. He has a brother who was a basketball player and went, and then in Michigan or Michigan State, I think it may be Michigan, and then his brother went to, what's the name of the school? But he's a good long jumper, and I've always wanted him. He is one of the people that, one of the best long jumpers in the Bahamas, okay. And Kawain Kamra, I tend to forget how to pronounce it, but you know, his sister has the high jump record, over 6 feet. No Bahamian woman has done more than 6 feet, but that's her brother, and you know, can do very well.
So what's her name?
What's her name? Mm-hmm. I'm forgetting her name.
Oh, okay.
I'm forgetting her name. You can't remember
what's
everything.
What's the record for women jumping? You know?
Jumping? That's what I'm saying in the high jump. Yeah. I said 6 feet. The only one. And that's about at least 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I think she went to school. Yeah, she went to school where Sherman Stewart's daughter went. Sherman Stewart's daughter. That's the school she went to. Bertram Wright is watching. Bertram Wright. As I say, thank you ever so much. He said, Laquan Nan, that's the name. I right? said, Philip, they will know everything. Laquan Nan. And the finals of tomorrow, isn't it? In the long jump, Philippa? The finals are tomorrow. So, could you tell us about other athletes who are in track and field with the, what do you call it, the Commonwealth Games? Or tell us about some other Bahamians I know. I have a client whose son is carrying the flag, carrying the flag. Okay? Swimming. He's a swimmer.
What's his name?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. He is a Moss.
Okay.
Married to a lady who was Miss Bahamas. That's right across the street from me. They're out of, they Parkers out of Grand Bahama. And she has all kinds of unbelievable person. The grandfather is Moss with the gas. That's the grandfather. And I hear all of them are there cheering on. And they were in the newspapers, in the Tribune. Yeah, going away. But so that's one. And I know there are other people who are in Manchester or wherever the event is. Okay, because, you know, it's not just one place. It's all over the place. Some are in London. And some other places. What is so Isaac Bastian? You all know him? He's a swimmer. And he's been again and again all around the world.
Okay.
Oh, his name is Armando Moss. Oh, he is in a triathlon. Oh, it's not the swimming, it's the triathlon. Well, there's some swimming in that, I think. Yeah. That is it. Oh, thank you all ever so much. You know, I have not been, I was up all night and can't find anything. I see these people lifting those, putting the things up and dropping it down, sometimes dropping on their foot and all of that. And they say, well, they're doing the final then. And then the women are coming, the ladies are coming.
Right.
Now, if the men took about an hour and the women are coming, why should I watch all of that? That don't make no sense to me. You know, I have been to quite a number of, what do you call it, Olympics.
Yeah.
But I have never been to anything other than track and field, even though they give me tickets to go. Because I want to see track and field.
Right.
And other than track and field, I visit the place.
Yeah.
I look at, well, of course, you know, I always find a jazz club.
Yeah,
we
okay.
went to Moscow.
Did you find one? Yes.
No, I find it otherwise, but let me tell you what happened. It was the end of the evening. Mm-hmm. And you know President Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
He is a saxophone man.
Yes, yes.
So this fellow with me, who was from Barbados, he was a coach. Or they say there's cycling, swimming, judo, and track and field and team.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is that you're all, for the last evening,
mm-hmm.
you ain't gonna leave that place. You can see everything that happens.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're giving the medals and everything else. So guess what? We had to take the tube
mm-hmm.
in Moscow. And we, by the time as we got there, the place was closed.
Oh, wow.
The place was closed,
oh,
and
wow.
We were so upset. But every time I travel around the world, I will find a jazz club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to this club in, what it is now? I'm forgetting the name, but it is another thing with Clinton. And Clinton had the saxophone right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every time I go, I went to Spain one time, and there was a place called Joncanu. And I say, got to be something with Joncanu.
Yeah, right.
Not Africa. But, you know, Spain, they're a little different.
Mm, okay.
They're a little different because, you know, when the Berbers came, I mean, the people from down south,
mm-hmm.
man, they kicked them out in 1500 or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
right? Before the time of the man that they sent to the Bahamas. He went the wrong way. He was going to China,
okay.
and he went the wrong way. But what I'm saying is that we have a good number of people around the world that I go to. So the other person is, some of the juniors are Charisma Taylor. Oh, she is a long jumper and triple jump. And she has been going again and again. Very good, very good, very good. And then Terrence Jones is in the event. He's at Texas Tech. Or no, I guess Charisma Taylor there in London. Sean Miller Jr., they are in London also. So I think that we're going to have somebody who runs the 4x100
mm-hmm.
meters. So that would be good. And as some people say, that would be powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm talking about. So we've talked a lot. And what I wish to do is some other important things. Birthdays is one. And I can start with that. Birthdays. Anybody know Dave Mackey? You know Dave Mackey very well. Dave Mackey is going to be here at that same event that y'all were at.
Yes, he was here
in November.
Last time.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
He was the man.
Okay.
So guess what? He just had a birthday.
Okay.
The deacon just had a birthday. And then, well, of course, he's at the Grand Bahama. And then Father Andrew Toppin
mm-hmm.
will have his birthday on the 3rd.
Oh, well, then he's with
on
me.
The 3rd, that's what I'm talking about. I was thinking that he was born on Emancipation Day. And he said no. And then I said his age is 59. No, I am not talking about you. I'm talking about Father Andrew Toppin out west.
Okay.
All the way Carmichael Road, further down. You know where Clement Maynard lives?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
As you go through there,
yes.
You know those places where that what's the name does things. You know who I'm talking about. Naomi Taylor.
Yeah.
That's where.
My cousin.
Yeah. Your good cousin.
That's right.
Yeah, your good cousin. Then, we're talking now about condolences. We have, how do I call it? Sincere condolences to the family of.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Anton Mahaffey.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor is a brother of Ron McPhee, a former member of the Pioneers Club. I met this young man called Fish that we were talking about, who went to R.M. Bailey. He says he used to work at the place that as you come up from Mackey Street and you go east, there's a place that you could buy all kinds of things. Okay. You always forget the name of it. Okay. And that family has a gas station right on the corner. Okay? So what I am saying, they were telling me he worked there. Well, if Philip, I call him Fish. If he knows him by there, then that is it. But Ron attended Iowa State University and was a top-rate decathlon man. The one that was before him was Sidney Cartwright, a good decathlon. And his wife is Zenotra McPhee. And all I need to say is that may his soul rest in peace and rise in glory. So I would like to, at the same time, give some, I need to mention Chanel Ferguson, because Chanel was a pioneer. When I came home from Minnesota, I found out that there was Chanel, and Chanel was one of the best long jumpers. And hurdlers also. And in the Olympics for LA, she ran one leg of the 4x100 meters. But she was unable to come to the funeral. Due to what? Because she was taking her brother, Bernard Ferguson. Y'all know him? Bernard Ferguson. He is an attorney. Danny Ferguson, Chanel Ferguson, and his, Bernard is their brother. And she is now taking, oh, Larry Wilson, good to see you here. And then Tyrone Nabi. Tyrone, I haven't seen you for a long time. And I ain't been to the airport to see you or nothing like that for a long time. But what I'm saying is that she is taking her brother's daughter to law school. And she's the one who does it. She is the one who does it. And then, you know anybody Star Trek? You all watch television?
Yeah.
Michelle Nichols? Okay? Star Trek? Okay? She passed at the age of 89. And guess what? She was one who was, how do I put it? Oh, a beautiful lady. She was one who made it a point that black people make it a point to go up in the sky. You know, this is a long time ago, you know. And that show was so popular, so popular that this fellow from Canada, he was so good. And around 80-something, he was still doing pictures. Doing pictures. So, there is a young man, I call him the legend, oh, Natalia Russell, and I don't know the last name. I can't pronounce the last name. It's T-Y-S-G-A-N-C-H-U-K, whatever that is, but that is somebody who is following the show, listening and watching. The legendary Bill Russell of the Boston Celtics passed a few days ago. He was one of the best basketball players in the world. And he was also a player coach, not just, and I said this, not the best, but he was the first basketball player with the Celtics, And he decided that he was going to work with, oh, he passed at 88.
Yes, okay.
His wife was well, nothing was wrong with her. And he started to be active in the civil rights, working close to Martin Luther King. And also, he was close to President Barack Obama.
Okay.
And I said, tomorrow he will be, Barack Obama will be, well, I can't, you know, he used to be young. He used to look young.
Okay.
But you know, with all the challenges of being the president, that turns to gray. Well, may his soul, may all of their souls rest in glory. And finally, I'll say finally again, I remembered yesterday Wendy, our cousin, Wendy Stewart.
Yes.
I can't tell how old she is, but I know she passed on this particular day. Mm-hmm. And you know her mother is Marjorie Stewart.
Yes.
Yeah, Marjorie Stewart.
And so Wendell's...
Pardon me?
Wendell's daughter?
Wendell's daughter, yeah, Wendell's daughter.
Yeah. Wendell's
daughter. You know, and Marjorie spent plenty of time in Grand Bahama.
Yes.
Yeah. So, we're looking, oh, thank you ever so much for being here.
Yes.
It is just wonderful, and I tell you, I
well,
will be there.
Let me tell them how they can get the tickets.
Okay, that's...
All right, so you go to www.ariamusicclass.com/shop, and you can purchase your tickets online, or you can call me at 802-8363. Or write me at TanyaHanna@yahoo.com.
Well, I see my neighbor says that give condolences to Michael Douglas.
Oh.
You know Michael Douglas?
Well, the actor, right? Or that's someone else.
I don't know. Not someone else. Anyhow, he lives right next to me. So
when
I get home, I'm going to call him.
Wow.
Or, Philippa Arnon, Michael Douglas. I don't know. Philip will tell me who he is.
Yeah, okay.
But as I say, we're looking forward to another great show next week.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Another great show next week. Thank you again. Thank you again. And when I come home, when I get downstairs, my daughter Alexis will be there waiting for me.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
Home, and it's going to be a great evening.
Yes.
A great evening. It makes a difference.
Thank you.